So hello all and welcome, and it is I, the MG, oh, you know, philosopher, also known as the realist, and some call me the realist philosopher, because, you know, if you're a man going your own way, then you're also a realist. So how y'all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. And in this video, I wanted to discuss some of the reasons, the most likely reasons, that Trump has decided to drop revealing the Epstein case. Now, I want to be very clear when I say revealing details of the Epstein case. I'm talking about client list. Now, Trump, unfortunately, the politician he now is, tends to be very vague, okay? He tends to be very vague so that he can essentially have plausible deniability. Oh, well, you know, I never said client names. I just said I would release the Epstein files, and I did do that. Yeah, you had that Pam Bondi released a bunch of files that were all redacted. And by the way, all these files were information that had already been released prior, were readily available public information. It was all redacted anyway, including the names of whatever clients there might have been. By the way, clients is a misnomer. Let's be honest here. Let's be real. We're talking about people that were blackmailed. Blackmail victims. Okay? So the blackmailee's names also redacted. So anybody that thinks that, I mean, maybe he did. Maybe he did have a list somewhere hidden of all the people that he videoed interacting with his candy, as I refer to them, these PD, you know what, individuals, files. Maybe he did. But, I don't know. If he did, I've never seen it. Probably Trump's never seen it either. Some deep stater somewhere has it locked away on a thumb drive somewhere where nobody knows where it is. A handful of people might know who is on this list. Many of those people probably are not even United States intelligence assets, but people in a faraway land that we're not allowed to talk about, but we have to give endless amounts of money to, and we give endless amounts of money to because, well, you know, they have lots of blackmail material on many, many, many of our corporate magnates and politicians, thanks to people like Epstein, who was an asset of theirs. But anyway, I digress. So, yeah, a lot of the names have been redacted. But anyway, I want to get into the reasons, the most plausible ones. Now, sure, there's many more possibilities than the ones I'm going to name here, but these are the most likely, the most reasonable, the most plausible based on what we know to date. So let me get into them, shall we? Number one, sparing the victims. I've been hearing this one. And this is one of the stupidest things I ever heard. Well, you know, we got to spare the victims. We don't want to upset all these poor young ladies. I've heard numbers upwards of 1,000, 2,000 possible victims. Makes you wonder how many people were availing themselves of this candy and getting recorded doing so. A couple thousand victims? How many perpetrators? But we don't want to upset the victims. Meanwhile, we got murder cases. We got regular, you know, PD, you know, F, you know, file, you know, going on trial for regular average run-of-the-mill cases where young people have been SA'd. Prosecutor's not saying, oh, well, we can't prosecute these perpetrators who did these horrible things because it might upset the victim. Now, all of a sudden, we can't prosecute perpetrators because it might upset the victim. Well, we can never prosecute anybody unless we have solid, bona fide physical evidence. We don't need eyewitness testimony. We don't need the surviving victim's testimony. Because we've got ironclad DNA evidence. How many cases is that the case? And even if you do have that kind of evidence, you're also going to want to slam dunk it by having the witness testify. So by that logic, nobody can be prosecuted. Almost nobody. That makes no sense. Okay, so by that logic, any case that has existed in the past 50 years that used an eyewitness who was also a victim, that's got to be thrown out. And the perpetrator's got to be let loose because we can't use eyewitness. We can't use eyewitness testimony to convict somebody. So any conviction that has been primarily achieved due to eyewitness testimony has to be thrown out now, right? And that person has to be let go, right? We have to empty our prisons, right? So that's stupid. That's stupid. Give me a break. Spare the victims. That's pathetic. That is pathetic. I love the logic. So, throughout legal history, we've always tried whenever possible to have the victim testify. Oh, but now we don't want to do that because it might be bad for their mental health. Get the hell out of here. So meanwhile, we got what? A few hundred? Maybe 1,000 perpetrators running around? Possibly still doing this because these kind of S crimes are pathological in nature. These people can't control themselves. So, how many more victims are there? And will there be because, we don't want to re-traumatize the victims. I love it. Yeah. Give me a break. Using victims to protect yourself, to protect your friends, to protect perpetrators and then thereby allow them to harm others. Wow, that's evil. Next, I love this excuse. We got to stop the government from collapsing. If people knew who had availed themselves of Epstein's candy and visited his little, island of, amusement, if people knew who we had videos of doing these horrible things to kids, oh my God, they would lose all faith in current Western governments. Maybe some Eastern ones too. You know what I say to that? Good. We should lose faith. If the corruption, if the rot is that deep and pervasive, bye-bye. We don't want you. Yeah, this government is that bad. It's got to go. Bye-bye. Yeah, sure. The collapse will come if people know who has perpetrated these kind of evil acts. Okay, good. I say good. Next. I love this idea. Well, we can't reveal who all these evildoers are because the consequences, right? The collateral damage would be so great, the government would collapse, and then there would be millions of people dead in a civil war. The conflagration would be so great. Come on. Give me a break. I love this fear-mongering. So now we're going to fear-monger. We're going to fear-monger to protect PD, files. Come on. I love I got to speak in code, by the way, for the algo. Next. Now, this one I love. This is Trump's most recent genius move, to call it a hoax. What? What's a hoax? It's all hoax. What's a hoax? These files, they're Biden and Obama and Harris hoaxes. It's all a hoax, don't you know? So there were no victims. And those 200-plus victims that were paid out $300 million in the form of a settlement because Epstein was associated in a professional relationship with a certain financial institution who paid out that $300 million, those victims then should give the money back, right? Because they weren't victimized because it's all a hoax, right? What are you talking about? By the way, I love how Trump says, Clinton, he says this during his campaign, Clinton should be terrified. He should be terrified of the information that will come out about his activities on the Epstein Island. Meanwhile, all this happened during Trump's first term. So he should know by his second his third campaign. Whether or not these files are a Clinton hoax. Yet he's running around saying, oh no, these files are genuine. And they're going to indict the Clintons. Now it's a hoax. Perpetrated by the Clintons. Wait, I thought they had to be afraid of what was in the Epstein files. But now they created those files, so why would they need to be afraid? As you said, they should be, Trump. This makes no sense. This guy's desperate, yo. These excuses are just insane. How desperate? And why is he so desperate, by the way? I'd like to know. Why the hell is Trump so freaking desperate? Well, we'll get to that. Anyway, that's an idiotic claim. It's a hoax. Next. So the next possibility that's being bandied about is that people that are close to Trump are on the list. Friends, family, close business associates that by his relationships with them, his closeness with them, he would be indicted in kind if people were to find out that these people that he's done business with, I mean, Epstein was bad enough, but more people that he was associated being involved in these kind of SA activities with underage individuals, woo, doggy, as if he didn't already look bad enough. So, no. Not only do I need to protect these people, but I need to protect myself as well. You know, guilt by association, right? No. Gotta protect them. So that's another possibility. That is a possibility, by the way. Next. Issues of national security. That, by the way, is how they get away with redacting all that crap, where you look at the Epstein files and 95% of it is redacted. And by the way, you want to know where the names are? You want to know where the clients are? Clients. Blacklist victims. People who have been blackmailed. Those names are all under the blacked out parts. They've been redacted. You want to know where the list of Epstein's blackmail victims are, i.e. the perpetrators, the people who the government doesn't want you know who they are, because, oh, it would just cause everybody to lose faith and the world would burn. They're in the redacted parts. That's why it's been redacted. Oh, national security. And I was at a lot of these names. You see, we can't verify, even though there's 2,000 victims, but, you know, hey, or 1,000 victims here, but we don't want to re-victimize them. We don't want to re-victimize them, and we don't want to go talk to them and corroborate whether or not the names on this list are actually people who committed SA crimes against these victims. Just leave the victims alone. Let's make sure they get some money from some of these institutions and maybe through some back channels. By the way, you should be asking yourself this question. If there were 1,000 victims, possibly as many as 2,000 or more, why haven't we heard from them? Why haven't we heard from them? Now there's over 200 that got a piece of that big $300 million pie I mentioned earlier. Where are the other 750 plus? You want to know what I think? I think they got paid out through back channels from government officials, other governments, shady back channel payouts, what have you, envelope of cash if you keep your mouth shut. The 250 are the ones that insisted on coming forward and were very, very adamant that justice get done. These were the people that wanted their voice to be heard and weren't going to be stopped by anything. The rest, well, many of them, they don't want to talk about it. There are going to be a lot of victims who just don't even want to deal with this. Victims who want to live, who have fear, and it's genuine fear, really, of being, disappeared, or that just don't want to report it because they don't want to relive the trauma. So a lot of these people who haven't come forward, out of that 750 plus other victims or more, remember, it could be as many as 2,000 from what I've heard. I've heard estimates higher than that. They don't want to relive the trauma. But there's going to be some who wanted to come forward, but I have very little doubt that they got paid off via other avenues. Otherwise, there'd be more than 2,000 victims, only 250 came forward. Come on! There's some back alley, behind the scenes, under the table agreements, NDAs signed on an individualistic basis, separate from that big class action payout that I mentioned earlier. You know it. You know it. Otherwise, we would know the names on that list. Come on! Are you telling me that thousands of victims and at least hundreds of people blackmailed, hundreds of perpetrators that we've not seen or heard one name other than that Prince Andrew dude? That's it? One person? Come on. Come on. Hundreds of perpetrators, but we've only heard about one. Yeah, okay, come on. Get real. Anyway, next. Yeah, so that national security bunk, that's all that is, bunk. Who gets to decide what's a matter of national security? And do we the public, get to take a look at what's in that redacted material to see if it's a national security issue? No. We don't know. So who gets to decide? Not us. Somebody much, much, much higher up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next. Possibility. It's to protect that certain country in the Middle East that I'm not going to name by name. But you know which country I'm talking about. Has a certain, six-pointed star representing it. Yeah, that country. Yeah, that we give tons of aid to. Because apparently they've blackmailed a bunch of our politicians who now support them in Congress and the Senate. And possibly the presidency, but we'll get to that one. It's to protect them. It's to protect them. Doing everything they can, lobbying as much as they possibly can, pulling every string that they have available to them to stop this investigation, because they do not want the American people to know their infinite piggy bank, essentially, all the money we give them in exchange for, well, I don't know what. They don't want us to know that, hey, they were, running a kiddie diddling scheme where they destroyed the lives of thousands of children so they could get dirt on politicians around the world so that they would have blackmail material to, get whatever they wanted for their highly unproductive country. It seems to be highly unproductive. It needs all this help, all this aid, all this outside money. What are they doing? What are they producing? Oh, so that's one possibility, and that's probably also occurring. None of these are mutually exclusive, by the way. Many of these could be the case. Anyway, next. To protect our intelligence institutions. The CIA, for example. We know they killed JFK. Anybody that have a brain knows that. Durr! So, anybody out there think that it was only the six-pointed star individuals over there in the Middle East that were running Epstein as an intelligence asset, an American? Nah! You think the CIA wouldn't know about that and want to get in on that action? You think that Mr. Epstein was only working for, the Yarmulke folks? Get out of here! Hey, he was working for the CIA as well. And this is also being covered up to protect them, to protect the deep staters. Yeah, they don't want that getting out. No, we don't want it getting out that the CIA was handling Epstein, our own intelligence agencies. Yeah, that would indeed destroy a lot of faith, if not in our own government, and if it didn't, it should, but in the CIA for sure, which should have already happened by now. It's a heavily corrupt organization. Does more harm than good, if you ask me. Anyway, next. If Epstein files were released, it would ruin the lives of many good people. I've heard this. Oh, well, you know, this is why Trump is pushing the whole, Clinton, fake, it's fake, it's like the Steele dossier, right, and the Russia hoax, and the Hunter Biden, and 51 intelligence, operatives, laptop, BS, propaganda lies. Oh, we got to protect good people. There's some people in that foil, their names are just there, there's no real context surrounding the why, the name's just there, and if their names got out, you see, if it got out that their name was actually in the file, their lives would be ruined. And a lot of these people are innocent. They didn't do anything. Their names are just in there because, whatever reason, we don't know, but I mean, maybe we know, and it's no big deal, right? It's just a tangential connection, but if their names were known to be in there, people would just automatically assume they were guilty. So we got to protect all the evildoers to protect the good people. It's just a derivation of the we gotta protect the victims, can't traumatize them, BS, right? Yeah, wearing a cloak of benevolence and positive, productive motives to protect the innocent. Yeah. Give me a break. What nonsense. So some names are in the Epstein foils of people who didn't do anything wrong. If they got nothing to hide, what's the big deal, right? And by the way, it can be explained. That's what the media's for. That's what journalists are for. Do some investigation, yo. I mean, I know that the media has now become nothing more than a propaganda arm of the government itself, both the Republicans and the Democrats, i.e. the deep state. And there's very little about them that is independent, let alone journalistic. But, you know, they used to do some good work. Can't you do a little digging and report on this stuff? Separate the wheat from the chaff, the good from the bad. You lazy buggers. Journalists have gotten so lazy. They just want to get their money and basically read the talking points that the powers that be give them. And God forbid we do any actual work and investigate and, you know, tell the truth, seek out the truth, and, you know, report the news. Next. What if they have something else on Trump? Anybody ever think that? You know, he's an old dude. He's a billionaire. If you look at him and look at his life, like most billionaires, he's pretty jaded. His entire life has been that of a silver spooner. He's been able to have whatever he wants, get whatever he wants, bang whatever chicks he wants for the most part. Dude's jaded. So, you know, he's very likely sought out a lot of thrills and situations that put him in a compromising position, possibly. There's a lot of things that this guy has probably done throughout his life that are blackmail worthy. So maybe the powers that be that don't want the public to know the full scale of either our governments or that certain yarmulke-wearing government over in the Middle East don't want us to know the full scale of their involvement. There's quite a few things they could probably hold over his head and use to get him to do what they want, including squash the release of Epstein's blackmail victims, i.e. Perpetrators of SA on lots and lots of kiddies, i.e. code word I use, candy! So that's another possibility right there. Now another possibility, which many of you out there are not going to want to entertain, but it's a possibility, is that Trump has been nothing more than a controlled opposition shill from the get-go. It's quite possible, certainly possible, that he has been controlled since he ran for his first term, since his original campaign started more than 10 years ago. It's quite possible that everything he's done, everything he's doing, and everything he will do has already been pre-decided. Oh, well, realists, that's crazy. Look at how much the Democrats went after him. Yeah, of course. They pretend to be against him, the people that the one side doesn't like. And the people on the other side think he's wonderful. Oh, well, he's got to be great. The dim Democrats hate him. We love him. It's how they control people, yo. It's how they control people. Yeah, he can't be controlled. Look, the establishment's against him. The deep state's against him. Meanwhile, what you don't understand is that the deep state, the media, academia, all controlled by the same useful idiot shills. And Trump is just controlled opposition. And all it takes to get you to believe he isn't is a little bit of theater, right? Oh, they wouldn't go after one of their own, right? Yes, they would, to make you think he's not one of their own, right? You're a crazy realist. That's too much trouble. Yeah. Okay. All right, think whatever you want. Think whatever you want, but it's quite possible that Trump has been an asset of the global elites, the powers that be, Council on Foreign Relations, all these individuals, certain people whose name begins with R and ends with child, who are the people who actually run the world, and are the ones responsible for the war against Russia right now, because what you may not know, what you don't realize, is that the only reason that Russia is under attack and that Ukraine is being invited into NATO to create a pretext for Europe to then be able to go to war with Russia, because Russia's attacking one of their potential allies and potential members, hopefully soon to be a member, which would then justify a war with them directly and not just using Ukraine as a proxy, is because Russia is on the gold standard, no longer Prince Funny Money, honey. That's why Russia is really viewed as, approached as, and labeled as the enemy, the poster child of evil by all the West. They don't want to print the funny money. They're on the gold standard, baby. But anyway, yeah. That's one very strong possibility, that Trump is and always has been controlled opposition. Now, the final possibility that many of you out there really don't want to entertain, almost as much as that one that I just named, is that he availed himself of candy on Epstein's Island. I mean, let's think about it here. Have you looked at Epstein's Island? It's a very small place. There's nothing to do there. What the hell is Trump doing going out there 7 times that we know of? What's he doing going out there for 7? What is there out there to do? Oh! Bang, you know, prepubescent, you know, young people, yeah, to avail yourself of some candy. What else you going out there for? Look at the sunset. He could do that at Mar-a-Lago or in his penthouse. Hell, it'll probably be a better view. What the hell's he going out to this island in the middle of nowhere for? It's got a nice view. You should see the sunset on the ocean. Didn't Trump have a yacht? But he's taking these private jets again and again and again out to this island. Why? For what? Oh, realist, that's pretty thin, is it? I mean, this is a guy that's a billionaire. He's seen and done everything. The only things left of this guy that are going to give him any thrill are the highly exotic and forbidden hedonistic pursuits of life. Just looking at a sunset ain't going to do it for this guy. Driving a speedboat ain't going to do it. But, you know, availing himself of some candy, that'll do it. But anyway, that is my while not exhaustive list of excuses that the powers that be have been, you know, coming up with, and certain talking heads on TV, and supposed independent media on YouTube, and lots of people have been coming out with, and also, you know, possible reasons that may not have been addressed. That's my list of reasons that Trump may have quashed the release of Epstein's client list. But again, notice nobody has been saying anything about releasing client lists. They just say Epstein files, right? Again, so they have plausible deniability. Well, I just meant files. We didn't mean client. We don't have a client list. Didn't he say, he said there's no client list. That's correct. That is true, but what he's not mentioning is that all the names, at least many of the names, are in the files they already have, and they're in the redacted parts. Which have been redacted for, oh, national security reasons, and to protect the victims, and to protect good people who just might be in there, who we can't corroborate whether or not they actually did anything, even though we could just speak to the victims, but we already had them paid off through back channels out under the table, and they vanished, and nobody knows who they are now because we've hidden their names and they're redacted them. And so, you know, the only person anybody knows might have availed himself for sure of some candy on Epstein Island is the Prince Andrew dude. Other than that, we don't know who else might have availed themselves. It's a big mystery. Couple thousand potential victims or more, but, you know, we don't know who they are, where they are, but we don't want to re-traumatize them and, you know, persecute possible good people just because they're in the files. I mean, you know, just let sleeping dogs lie and forget about it all. You're a weakling if you want to know, right? Right, Trump? Yeah. So you know what I think? I think Trump availed himself. Now, he and Epstein were friends. Trump was not, at the time of their friendship, a powerful politician, but he was still a powerful business man. And no doubt, Trump availed himself of some of Epstein's candy while he was out on that Epstein Island, the 7 times at least that we know of. God forbid how many other times we don't know of that he was out there. And goes out there, doesn't know the place is wired for sound and video. You think Epstein's not going to be recording? Hell, Epstein probably had 24/7 audio video recorded in every single room of that palatial mansion, on every single square foot of that island. So even if he didn't intend to film Trump directly, as in, ooh, I want to get some dirt on him, he's filming him anyway. He's got the dirt regardless. And Trump knows or fears that video and audio exist as some of his indulgences. And he's been informed that if he doesn't toe the line, do what he's told, that video and audio is going to come out, baby. That's what I think. But let me know what you think in the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already for more truth, justice, in the American way. Well, just the truth is fine. I can't give you justice. I can only tell you what I think might be just. But let me know what you think in the comments. Like and subscribe. Hit that notification bell because you know YouTube is not going to notify you. No way. I delve deeper than anybody else. I don't just cover the symptoms of the problem like all the talking heads and all the people out there that claim to be based in red pill. I get to the heart. I talk about the core causation, which is why I'm shadow banned into oblivion. But those of you who watch, it's a privilege for you and it's a privilege for me to talk to you. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the MGTO, you know, philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.